Welcome to The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis. I am your host, Cicely Davis.
Welcome back to The Savage Truth. I am your host, Cicely Davis. Thank you for joining me. I appreciate you being here, for tuning in and being interested and taking interest in my take on today's haps. If you're brand new, welcome to the channel. You're going to have some fun here listening to the conversation. See what you think about my take. And leave some comments below and tell someone else about the show. Thank you so very much. For those of you who are returning, I appreciate you. And I thank you so very much, as always, for joining me. Wouldn't do this without you. Couldn't do it without your support. Now, whether you're new or returning, I have an ask. And it is this, as always, to please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube as we slide right onto what is going on. Listeners, this is big. President Trump, our president, just signed a bold new memorandum that's putting real muscle behind our border security, like every other country in the world. Now, under this order, the U.S. military has been authorized to take control over specific federal lands along the southern border, designating them as national defense areas. That means the secretaries of defense, interior, agriculture, and homeland security are being directed to transfer jurisdiction over critical areas like the Roosevelt Reservation, roughly a 60-foot wide strip stretching across California, Arizona, and New Mexico. So in short, Trump is using every legal and constitutional tool available to defend this country, to defend us, to defend the American people, to defend our borders and keep us safe. And folks, that's exactly what leadership looks like. If you want to know what leadership looks like, zero in on Donald Trump and his cabinet and what he's doing. For years, conservatives have called for real, lasting solutions to this crisis at our border. Now, while the left has made excuses and played politics or outright denied it was ever happening altogether, but this move isn't just smart, and it is. It's strategic. Now, by classifying these lands under National Defense Authority, President Trump is sending a clear message, as he usually does, that the border is not just a policy debate. It's a matter of national security. And when we treat it that way, we empower our military and law enforcement with the jurisdiction they need to do their jobs effectively, which is all they've ever been asking for. Support to do their jobs and to do it well, to give them the tools, right? And the wherewithal to do so without bureaucratic red tape or interference from radical open border ideologues. Now, some legal experts are already speculating that this shift could cause a result in stronger criminal charges for those who cross the border illegally. And to that, I say, good. America has laws for a reason, right? They exist for a reason. We are a compassionate nation, after all. We are an immigrant country. We're made up of immigrants, but we are also a sovereign one. And they've somehow forgotten that along the way. And if you want to come to this country, you have to do it legally. You have to do it the right way. That's the promise of the American dream, and it's not something we're willing to compromise, period. And let's not ignore the facts here, folks. Illegal crossings have dropped dramatically in recent months because of Donald Trump. That's not a coincidence. That's the result of tough, unapologetic action, really taking the safety of Americans and this country seriously. So whether you're a conservative or independent or just someone who wants to see order restored at the southern border at the highest level, this move is something to pay attention to. President Trump is proving once again that he's not afraid to make the hard calls to protect this country, to protect its people, and to protect its future. Now, while the left worries about optics, Trump delivers results. That's the difference. That is the distinct difference between the two. And if securing our border and defending our sovereignty and cutting through federal gridlock sounds extreme to someone, then maybe common sense has become the new radical. And honestly, Savage Truth is, I'm okay with that. Now, we had a great sit down interview with the senators, with Brett Baer, and we have something called Operation Let Her Speak. Let me tell you a little bit about this, folks, because Senator John Kennedy has done it again. Straight talk, Southern charm, and a zinger that hits harder than a double espresso on a Monday morning. Senator Kennedy has made the claim that AOC is the leader of the Democrat Party and the reason there are directions on a shampoo bottle. Now, that's not just funny. It's painfully accurate because, let's be honest, when your party's loudest voice thinks economics is just vibes and Instagram informatics, it's no wonder that they're printing money like it's Monopoly right out of Bernie Sanders' house. And here comes the real genius, Kennedy's plan, Operation Let Her Speak. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. The GOP strategy isn't to silence her, right? It isn't to get her to stop talking or to shut down her pages or mock her. It's to let her keep going. Because every time AOC grabs the mic, every time she appears on social media, every time she stands before a camera, she reminds America exactly why the left can't be trusted to run a lemonade stand, let alone the economy or lead in this country. She's the best unintentional Republican campaign ad that we've got. Just let her loose on live TV, sit back with some popcorn, and watch the polling numbers shift red. It's like watching a tic-tac economist try to explain inflation using a Starbucks order. Watch the video.
What do you think of the new leadership, Jasmine, AOC, and Bernie?
I consider Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez to be the leader of the Democratic Party. She's entitled to her opinion. I'm entitled to mine. As I've said about her before, I think she's the reason there are directions on a shampoo bottle. our plan for Our plan for dealing with her is called Operation Let Her Speak.
But in all seriousness, folks, Senator Kennedy's got a point. Okay, the Democrats have handed the keys to their party to someone who seems more interested in social media clout than actual sound policy. And while they're busy chasing hashtags, Republicans are focused on securing borders, lowering inflation, defending freedom, and yes, keeping the shampoo bottle simple. So if Operation Let Her Speak is our plan, I say full steam ahead. Because sometimes the best political strategy is letting the other side talk themselves right out of the room. So we have a professor who says Americans voted to destroy the republic because they didn't want a black woman for president. So, oh boy, here we go again. Another case of stupid smart people. MSNBC dusted off the usual script and wheeled out Princeton professor Eddie Claude to explain why Americans are voting for Trump. And what's the brilliant analysis this Ivy League mind came up with? Brace yourself. Apparently, Americans didn't vote for Harris or Trump based on policy, inflation, or, you know, reality. No. According to Claude, voters chose Trump because they didn't want to elect a black woman. Now, this isn't the first you've heard of it, but seriously, that's where we are now. The left has run out of arguments, but they will continue throwing identity politics spaghetti at the wall and hoping something sticks. Watch this.
Have to grapple with it because it's the snake. It's the beast coiled up in the heart, the bosom of the country, as Frederick Douglass said. And the fact that they are doubling down on this shows you what kind of human beings they actually are.
Say more.
We chose a felon who is more interested in loyalty, who's more interested in retribution, who's more interested in grift than in democracy. And we chose a felon because we didn't want to elect a black woman. So to read that to actually explicate that is to say we would rather destroy the republic than for that to have happened. And until we grapple with it, there's no amount of protesting I could do. There's no amount of resistance that could come into play to actually force 78 million people to grapple with what motivated them to put themselves in this position.
So let me get this straight. Millions of Americans fed up with skyrocketing prices, open borders, rising crime, and a president who can't finish a sentence, who is basically a vegetable, are actually motivated by some deep fear of Kamala Harris's melanin and gender combo. We had Obama in office, not for just one, but for two terms. Okay. But we disregarded her, not because of her record, not for her word salad speeches, nor her total absence from the job when she was the border czar and the border was falling apart. No, just pure racism and sexism, says the tenured genius on MSNBC. Honestly, if Kamala Harris had leadership skills of Margaret Thatcher, people would be begging her to run. But she doesn't. She simply doesn't have it. She does not have it. What she does have is a 28% approval rating and a talent for sounding confused, even when she's reading off a script. Here's a newsflash for the professor and the pearl clutchers at MSNBC. Americans aren't or didn't reject Kamala Harris because she's a black woman. And she's not black. We actually discovered that, but that's another story. They're rejecting her because she was bad at her job. That's not racism. That's called standards. It's actually called standards. And if holding elected officials accountable, regardless of their skin color, is now considered destroying the republic, then maybe the left should ask themselves, who's really dismantling democracy? Because it sure isn't the people who believe in borders, balanced budgets, and basic common sense. But hey, keep calling voters racist. That strategy worked really well for you on November 5th, correct? Let's move on, because we have another Democrat foaming at the mouth, open mouth, insert foot. And it's one who's had a repeat showing here on the show, and that's Jasmine Crockett, right? She's this rising star in the Democrat Party. Looks like Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett has outdone herself again, as if that's possible. Now, in a recent speech at Grace Baptist Church, she argued that America needs illegal immigrants because Black Americans are done picking cotton.
So I had to go around the country and educate people about what immigrants do for this country, or the fact that we are a country of immigrants.
Right.
The fact is, ain't none of y'all trying to go and farm right now. Okay, so I'm lying. Raise your hands. You're not. We done picking cotton. We are. You can't pay us enough to find a plantation.
Yes. Yes, you heard that right. Apparently, the only reason we have migrant labor in agriculture is because Black Americans have collectively decided that they're too good for farm work. Forget the fact that many Americans, regardless of race, are working hard in agriculture, working hard in construction and hospitality. No, according to Ms. Crockett and her genius, it's all about avoiding those field jobs. But here's the kicker. Crockett's comments aren't just dismissive. They're dangerously close to endorsing a modern day form of slavery. In fact, I say that's what she did. Just not for Black Americans. But by implying that immigrants are needed to do the work that Black Americans supposedly won't, she's suggesting that certain groups are destined for specific types of labor. This isn't just a slap in the face to hardworking Americans. It's a dangerous mindset that perpetuates division and undermines the dignity of all workers. I still say that Democrats haven't changed. That mindset is still there. They absolutely believe in slavery and they simply cannot let it go. Crockett's rhetoric isn't just misguided. It's a disservice to the very people she's claiming to defend. But here's the real problem. And let's call it what it is. Let's tell the savage truth here. Congresswoman Crockett doesn't just make a tone-deaf comment. She revealed a mindset that's both dangerous and disturbingly elitist. It's how the Democrats think. They haven't left the plantation, right? They're still masses and slaves. When you casually suggest that illegal immigrants should be brought in to do labor that Americans supposedly won't do, what you're really saying is that there's a class of people who exist only to serve. This is coming out of the face and the mouth of a Black woman. That's not compassion. That's not progress. That's exploitation with a smile. And if any Republican had even hinted at something like this, the media would be calling for their resignation before the sentence was even ended. But Crockett gets a free pass because she's wrapped her statement in identity politics and is a Black woman and said it in a church. The left preaches equality, but they practice selective outrage. And let's not ignore the historical irony here. A sitting member of Congress is making veiled endorsements of forced labor so long as it's not Black Americans. She didn't reject the idea of exploiting human beings for manual labor. Love to see what The View is going to do with this, Sunny Hostin. She just shifted the burden to a different group. That's not progress. That's repackaged injustice. Republicans have been shouting from the rooftops that illegal immigration fuels a shadow economy of underpaid, overworked people with no rights. And now we've got a Democrat admitting it out loud with a wink and a nod and a twisted wig, like it's some kind of clever workaround. Meanwhile, it's the GOP pushing for strong borders, fair labor, and dignity for all legal workers. Because in our book, no one should be used and discarded like they're disposable. Tells you how the Democrats view immigrants, legal and or illegal, in this country. And that's a savage truth. In fact, let's watch another episode of Savage Soldiers. Please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And remember, as always, to be bold, be strong, be faithful, be true. Till next time, I'm Cicely.
The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis is a production of Front Page Magazine and the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Reproduction of this podcast without express written consent is prohibited.